Tere rai rai
rai
ayo
no
Baruch shachiyanu vekimanu vegiyanu lazman hazeh. Before we begin, just to thank, first of all, El Melech Hill Stevens for bringing and sponsoring all the food tonight, and all the food and all the brachas that we made on the food. It should be a big schus for Lila Nishmas, his grandmother, his yartzeit is tonight. Shendel Bas Yosef Gedalia, Neshamash Avaliyah, should be a Melitza Yosha for your beautiful mishpacha. So Zoyah could be dancing with her, be a Mashiach, Bekara Biyameno.
Amen.
And also thank, I mentioned, a very special sponsor for tonight's shir, for tonight's chizik, for tonight's hisoyrus, Yitzchak Svinatanel Abtan, Talmud that's more like a son, chever, all the chever that doesn't never even met Yitzchak Svinatanel, knows of Yitzchak Svinatanel over the years, I hope. And he's sponsoring tonight's shir, Mamish, of the biggest of simchas. It's a chizik teaching every one of us. And he told me, it's up to me, he's totally comfortable with me being mefursim, and I'm being mefursim, and we've been mefursim before, because I think it should be a chizik teaching every one of us, and the whole world. He says, Yonatanel suffered from addiction for many, many, many years. Many years is an understatement. In the most serious of ways, in and out of rehabs. 3 years ago, almost to the day, 3 years ago, almost to the day, it was Nisim Gluyim that he was alive. 3 years ago, almost to the day, because of this machla. And today is his anniversary of being sober 2 full years. 2 full years. He's a chassan. This week was supposed to be his chassan. If it wasn't for Corona, it's going to be b'shatoyva in the right time. Bezal Hashem Yisparach Bekarov over the kayats. But for a person to defeat the Yetzirah in his life in such a strong way, and the Yetzirah that none of us who have suffered from that machla could understand how strong that Yetzirah is. But we all have our own Yetziraras. And if we could see somebody who was able to defeat that Yetzirah and do it for 2 years, and Mirtz Hashem should be l'netzach netzachim, it's a chizik for each and every one of us to know that whatever we go through in our life, we can have the self-control. And we could defeat our Yetziraras. And we could stand up tall. And those that we have in our lives that are suffering from such issues in their life, and we think they've been through it, trust me, you could talk to him. Anyone wants to talk to him. He went through it for years. Years. In the most horrific of ways. So what a schus to be able to share words of Torah when we are to chizik in the schus of that. And Mirtz Hashem should be a schus for him and for his kala, for Liat, for only simcha and bracha for their whole lives.
Amen.
So again, Shachianu v'kimanu v'giyanu l'zman hazeh. We've all been waiting. We've all been waiting for this moment for a very long time. Too long. To finally be back together. I mean, a lot of us have been together in other ways, but there's something very special that the Chevra knows I feel with the Chevra Thursday nights and Erev Shabbos Kodesh, learning together and preparing together and being together. And it was very, very hard for me on a personal level to always have to give over that Torah over Zoom and look at a screen. At least by the men, you show me your faces, so I feel like I'm giving to someone. By the women's shiurim, it's like, Baruch Hashem, over time, I finally think I convinced them, they started, that I could feel like, you know, I don't even know if anyone's listening to a word. I just see a bunch of names. But it's been a hard few months for the whole world and for Klal Yisrael. Every one of us on different levels have been through nisyonos that we've spoken about, nisyonos of those who were sick and Baruch Hashem are better and we can see Yeshuos, nisyonos unfortunately of those who were nifter and we lost from this disease, nisyonos in Parnasa that many are still going through, but some of us don't even understand. But you know, the Nisayon that we went through, just not being together, was also a Nisayon. The Nisayon that we went through, just not being together, was also a real Nisayon. Not having that sense of Achdus. Not davening Tefillah B'Tzibur. not being together the way we do on Thursday nights, to learn Torah together, to sing together, to dance together, is a special chizik that we gain from each other, from the growth of each other, from the yearnings of each other. When our chaverim are looking to grow and want to come together late on Thursday nights to grow, there's something very special about that. I gain so much from it. And to not be able to do that, even to do it from our own homes in a way, wasn't the same. It wasn't the same. I don't care what you say, whether there was good Torah sometimes, maybe, but it's not about just Torah. There's something so much, it's all about Hashem. But the dibuk chaverim and the chizuk of being together and learning Torah is a different type of Torah. It's a different type of Torah. So hopefully, but the Eibishter told us for a few months that each and every one of us need to do that b'yichidus. The Eibishter told us that he wants us to do that alone. And there was a lot of growth that hopefully we all gained from that. He wanted us to daven alone and still have kavana. And maybe to have time to daven slowly in a way that we haven't davened in a long time. And he wanted us to learn Torah in our Bate Medrash at home. The base medrash. Play around, see if you got it. I don't know. It's gone?
It's the Wi-Fi.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Our base medrash. He wanted us to learn in our base medrash in our own rooms, in our basements, in our dens, whatever that might have been, with our svarim, and maybe over Zoom with the chavrusa. But to show that we have that personal kesher with Hashem. To show that we have that personal kesher with Hashem. And that's something very, very, very special. And to work on our individualized relationship with the Rebbe Lishon. Turn off the fan, just hit that one. But the avodah of that wasn't some of us, and I've heard this from people, actually Baruch Hashem did grow in tremendous ways. And grabbed on to that avoda. And then we're afraid to go back to the tzibur. Rebbe, I'm davening so well, b'yichidus. I'm really having kavanah, I'm davening at my pace, I'm davening so well. And maybe some are even learning in my way, what I want to be learning, in the ways that I want. The Maisa wasn't meant to be. See, I said I never liked the Zoom. I gave in to peer pressure. It wasn't meant to be. If it's not connecting the face, I don't know what's happening. Should we try again? I don't know. I feel bad.
No, that's okay.
Rebbe, it's not recording.
It's not. Oh, there you go.
Rebbe's still recording.
Okay, I'm recording. Yeah, they'll listen. Yeah, we'll try one more time.
I hear the hack.
I'll try one more time.
Zoom. No one's on Zoom anyway.
Are they there? What are we doing? Are we calling Wi-Fi? It's not working. Okay. Lameza. Lameza, you see, I said it has to be that we're together. We're not supposed to be on the Zoom. So we tried to, people requested, we tried to do it, it doesn't work. Anyways, getting back to what I was saying. Because I was learning well by myself, I was davening well by myself. Our avodah is to recognize that we need the tzibur and to be together with the tzibur and take all that growth as an individual and now be back together and we'll be a tzibur like we've never had before. Our shuls could be different places, our bati midrashos could be different places. And to walk in and appreciate kedushas based on knesses and kedushas based on medrash, because maybe if the Rebbeinu Tzlan threw us out of them, we weren't having the proper kedusha. Maybe we were talking a little too much and taking out our phones a little bit too much. And maybe we have to learn to daven as an individual to go back and daven b'tzibur. And have that achtus v'reis. And Baruch Hashem, we're back together. It's an incredible schus. I mamish feel it. I feel that just coming together, if we didn't even share Torah after this, even if we stopped there, it was worth having the chevriah tonight. And it's schus to be on this deck that we Baruch Hashem, recently redid. It's going to be the sukkah. So vada, we're going to have barbecues and things on the deck. If we just finished it today, to have the first time people are on the deck, that we should have Torah, and we should have Kedusha, and Ruchni has to be Makadish. Every place in our bayis should be Kadosh. Okay, Chaver, let's learn. Let's learn Torah. So you open up this week's parasha Ba'aloyscha. In the beginning of the parasha, it talks all about talks all. No, that's a light. Might be. Talks all about the menorah. Talks all about the menorah. And the pasuk says, "Daber Aaron v'amarti love ba'loyzcha saneros." Speak to Aaron and tell him, "Ba'loyzcha saneros." When you ignite the neros, el mul pnei ha-menorah yiru shiva saneros. El mul pnei ha-menorah. To the face of the menorah, to the center of the menorah, all the seven candles should burn bright. So we have to understand what this means. What do you mean, El Mul Pnei Menorah Yiru Shiva Saneros? We all know about the menorah that there was the middle Ner, and all the other Neros were shining towards it. It shouldn't be Yiru Shiva Saneros, it should be Yiru, the six Neros, not all seven Neros. What's that? But there's some sort of emphasis, El Mul Pnei Menorah, that all the Neros are going El Mul Pnei Menorah. Maybe it's something different that we never understood before. Now we know then that the Torah goes on and says, Vayaskein Aaron. And Aaron did what Hashem said and he lit the menorah. And there's that very famous Rashi. That famous Rashi that you're not allowed to give Torah and Baloyzcha, not Darshan this Rashi. You know, it's like Hanukkah time. Chanukah time, which we could talk about because it's Chanukah time by Leitzchah. We're talking about the Menorah, right? It's Chanukah time. Someone today asked me if I have a vort on Bnei Yisachar on this week's Parsha. I said, do I have a Bnei Yisachar on this week's Parsha? Open up Kislev and just read. Well, Chanukah, it's by Leitzchah Saneros. It was Bnei Yisachar. It was from an Enochal, Bnei Yisachar asked me this. But anyways, for another time. So you know, by Chanukah time, whenever you share Torah, you have to answer one question, right? What the famous kasha that they say is of the Beis Yosef. I don't know why they say it's famous for the Beis Yosef. Everybody asks, obviously, why do we celebrate 8 days and not 7 days? And any Torah you say, if you don't at least at some point answer that question through the Torah, it was not Chanukah Torah. You didn't say Chanukah Torah. You have to answer that question somehow, in some way, at some point in this year, right? So too, Parshas Vayelech. If you don't explain this Rashi, this famous Rashi, it's like you didn't speak. You didn't learn Parshas Vayelech. So what's Rashi say? Vayaskein Aaron. That Aaron did what Hashem says. Rashi says, Lahagid Shvachol Shal Aaron. To tell over the praise of Aaron, Shaloshina. He didn't change what was told to him to do. And the Velt asks everyone, the big Kasha, like, Shkoyach. Aaron, imagine, it's like the Eibishter comes and tells you to keep, it mamish to you, to yourself, right? Nevuah. Eibishter comes and says, you count to 10. And you counted to 10. Wow, like it's Shvacho Shel Yaakov that he counted to 10. The Eibishter comes and says, Aaron, light the menorah in such a way, Vayaskin Aaron, like a Shvacho Shel Shina. He didn't change and actually instead only light 5. Like, such a big Shavach. Like, what's the Chiddush? Why is that so incredible? So we'll have to get back to that. So I want to share a Torah from the Heiligus Vasemis, the Gerab. Torah from the Heiligus Vasemis. Zoktus Vasemis, a tremendous Yisoid. Vasemis quotes a Medrash. Vasemis quotes a Medrash, and the Medrash says as follows. It says, imagine the following, a melech, a king. The king comes to an oyev, a loved one, someone within the kingdom. And he comes to oyavo, and he says to him, "She'etzlecha ani soyed, etzlecha ani soyed. I want to come to feast by you." The king comes and says, "I'm going to come. I want to come eat a meal by you. I want to come Shabbos Suda this week." Wow. So you're very excited. The king is going to come to you. And the Medrash goes on and says, this individual, he prepares for the king. But he prepares kli hatyotos, just regular. He puts a regular chair. He puts regular kalim, regular plates, regular silverware. Nothing fancy. He takes out his regular candlesticks. Nothing fancy. He sees the king finally coming to his house, the Medrash says, and he sees the king with all his servants and dressed mamish in incredible elaborate costumes and holding these golden, full of gemstone menorahs, walking the king, and he sees, oh man, did I mess up. I had set up for the king Kli Hadyotos, regular, mundane, regular people objects, and look what the king, the king has such Kli Malachim, he has all the vessels of a king, and so he was so embarrassed, he had such busha. He went back into his house, and he quickly took away everything that he prepared, and put it in hiding. The king comes to his door, and he knocks, and he welcomes in, and king does it. He sees a table set for Chves. There's five people. When there are five people in the house, it's him, his wife, and his three children. He doesn't even see a seat. He doesn't see a dish. Doesn't see Kalim. Doesn't see anything. Doesn't see. The king says, "I don't understand. I thought I asked you to come for the meal. You said to you I could come. You don't prepare for me. You don't put anything out for me." So the individual says, "He says I did put out for you, but I put out all these regular, mundane, simple objects, and then I realized when I saw you that the way that you carry yourself, the king carries himself, and the people, I was so embarrassed that I hid it all. I put it all away." And the king says, "Omar HaMelech, Poysul ani kulam, veini mishamish rak bisholcha." Basically, you fool. I don't care of all this stuff. I don't care of all these costumes and elaborate menorahs. I wanted to come to you. I would have done away with all of it and used your kalim. I would have used your... I wanted to be with you, whatever you have. Thus is the Medrash. Thus is the Medrash on these words. Amul pnei amenorah, ye'iru shiva saneros. Somehow this Medrash is explaining these psukim that we're talking about, which don't really make so much sense. How so? Comes the Sfas Emes and explains what was going on. Where did this individual make his mistake, and what was the king saying? And the mamish yisoid yisoidus of life, chevra. I learned this week. I saw it first. I'm sure brought it down in one of the years. I don't remember what year it was. And then I had to pull out this Sfas Emes. I learned through Sfas Emes many, many times this week. I had to read it over and over again. It's yisoidus yisoidus of avodas Hashem right here. He says as follows. You know what the king was telling this individual? You know what the melech was telling this individual? He was saying as follows. Let me tell you something. I'm the king. I have everything in the world. I have all the priceless luxuries that you could dream of. I've got all incredible chariots and servants and lanterns and candelabras and china and... my silverware is not silver, it's goldenware. It's goldenware, you know? It's like, don't you realize, he's saying, don't you realize, if I wanted to come eat by you, there's nothing you could have done to impress me. There's nothing you could have done to impress me. I don't care how nicely you prepared, it wasn't going to be anything in comparison to what I have. But I wanted to come to you because I wanted to see you. I wanted you to care. I wanted you to show a desire to host me. I wanted you to show a desire to host me. I wanted you to be excited, and I wanted to be excited to be with you. I was only going to see that just by you doing my ratzon, doing what I asked, which was to come eat by you. All I wanted was you set up in whatever way you can, whatever you have. I wasn't judging you. I know you don't have what I have. I don't need all this stuff today. I wanted to come to you. I could have eaten my 5-course delicious filet mignon dinner tonight like I always can at any point. I didn't need to come to you. I don't need the objects. I need the love. I need the passion. I need the desire. Why'd you put it all away? That's exactly what I wanted. Listen to the lashon of the Sfas Emes to understand what this means to each and every one of us, chevra. Mamish, yisoid yibisodos. Ki yesh lo lahavin. Every one of us needs to understand. She'ein lo sheiches mitan etem ha'pu'ula. We have no sheiches. There's no good word for in English for that in this context. We have no sheiches. Mitan etem pu'ula, from the essence of our actions, meaning in anything that we do, we have no sheiches to impress the Rabbeinu Sholem. We have no sheiches. You think we finish Shas 10 times? That's anything from what the Rabbeinu Sholem knows in Torah? He wrote it. Nothing, right? We put on our tefillin, it's beautiful. Rabbeinu Sholem has much more kaddish tefillin than whatever tefillin we could put on. You think mitzad etem ha'pu'ula, there's anything that can impress the Rabbeinu Sholem, anything that's meaningful to the Rabbeinu Sholem, from the action itself? He's got it all. He's perfection. Shleimus. Completion. He doesn't need any of it. He's the king of all kings. However, rak mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omar, but Hashem told us to do it, then you know what's important to Hashem? You know what's incredible to Hashem? V'naser etzono. Just doing His will. That we do what He wants. It's not about what we produce. It's not about the end product, because then the product is meaningless. Hashem's perfect, He's complete. But that we do His will, and that I want to serve Him, I want to be close to Him. That He invites us to do mitzvos and to be close to Him. The Umos Olam don't have any of this. As we say all the time, the hole diggers, right? It's a schus, the biggest schus in the world, that Hashem has asked us to host Him, basically. She'etzlecha ani soed. I want to eat by you. What does that mean? I want you just to show me desire. I want you to show me passion. Do the mitzvahs, but not because of the end result. That's secondary. Rachmano libaboy. Wants our hearts. He wants our hearts. And it's the biggest chizik in the world, chevra. Now that we hear this, chevra, listen to what this means. It's a deep yisod itself, just to swallow that. As my Rebbe Rav Blachman used to always say, you know, put that in your pipe and smoke it a little bit, just to take it in, inhale a little bit. This is a yisod chibisod, this is an avodas Hashem that we need to learn and understand. But it's the biggest chizik in the world also. You know what's the biggest chizuk in the world? How often do we think to ourselves, my davening is not close to what it should be? My davening is nothing. Yom Kippur, I was able to daven. Well, I haven't davened like that since Yom Kippur. My learning, okay, I learn a little bit here and there. I look, I see other people, my other chaverim finishing mesechtas, and other chaverim that I know have mamish finished shas, and I'm like just struggling to go through a few black amara. And in chesed, like I do, I'm trying to be a nice person, but I look and there are people like running chesed organizations and changing the world. And I do a little bit here and there. And like, you can start to look around. When you look around, you think, what are my actions really worth? Have I really done anything? Do I really do anything? But now that we understand this yisod, stop judging yourself. It doesn't mean don't do. Hashem wants it. We have to do. Because that's the Ratzon Hashem. But all that's being judged and all that matters is our passion, is our heart, is our Ratzon. That's all the Eibishter wants from us. You think in the Rebbeinu Shalom's mind, you know, 27, 100 blat or 27 blat is more. He knows it all. He's Yesod Yesodos. There's some people, their 27 blat is more chashiv than other people's 2700 blat. Because they put in effort and amelus, and they were fulfilling Hashem's ratzon, and the 2700 blot came easy to those people, and they could have done a lot more. Biggest chizik in the world. And we have to stop being embarrassed about what I've done, and stop focusing. Sometimes it could be busha, it could be an embarrassment. That's why I'm embarrassed by what I've done. So I hide them away. That was this individual. He was embarrassed what he's done for the king. So he goes and puts it away. And the king says, don't be embarrassed. That's exactly what I want. Lo nevesh v'lo nikolem li'aylam v'ed. No busha, no chlima, no busha. Just do Ratzon Hashem. That's what the Rabbanu Shalom is saying. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amar v'nasa Ratzono, zehu. Lo nevesh v'lo nikolem. He says also, that's pshat, tremendous, you saw it, we know this is a very famous, we sing it. Ashrimi shebalakan v'talmud abiyado. Ashrimi shebalakan v'talmud abiyado. Do we sing that one? No, maybe I'm just Ashrimi, we don't really sing that one. We should be singing that one. Okay, we're going to write a niggun for it. Now that I said it, yeah, we have to be Mekayim when I said so it's not Sheker. No, chever, someone has to work on a niggun, okay. Ashrei Misha.
It is?
We'll get Arla to sing it.
Maybe it's a Shweki song.
Yeah, there you go. I knew there was a song, right? Shweki has it? I knew there was. It's a good, it's a Shweki song, don't worry. Ashrei Misha Bolakan Vatamudiyah. Pasha Pshat, people think. Pasha Pshat, and this Pshat itself is beautiful, wonderful, and important. Praiseworthy, the person that comes up to Shemayim Vatamudah Biyado is holding in his Torah. We should be holding in our Torah. We should be able to tell over our Torah, not just something, how often do we learn Torah, and it's like, we've gone through so much Torah, I can't even say over a word, you know? Should be second nature to us. The same way when we're younger and we knew every single athlete's stats and every game exactly the score and mamish, and I can still tell you, you know, last night I was giving a chabura and I it came to me, whatever, connected to it was a Vibra Chabur, that's why none of you know what I'm talking about. That's why you're looking like, why don't you know about this? But anyways, Lameisa, I was talking about a movie. I made just a connection to a movie that I saw when I was in 12th grade. And I was, just a line in the movie connected, whatever, it doesn't matter right this moment. But I was able, at that moment, I'm like, I know exactly where I saw the movie, who I saw the movie with, the exact date of the movie, pretty much. Mamish. I still, right? It was January, Miami Beach. Shemirachim. I don't forget it. Yet. Could I remember? That was January. That was January of 12th grade. So that Elul, I started learning Kedushin in Yeshiva Karim Biavne. Could I tell you what's Chveis Nashon Daf Nun Beis in Kedushin right this moment? Okay, certain blot maybe. Not Nun Beis. I don't know. Not Nun Beis. I don't know. Doesn't matter. That's not the point.
No.
So Pasha Pshat, Ashrei Misha, Balakam, Talmud, Obiyado. Pasha Pshat, we have to be holding. But listen to what the Fast Amen says also, we can understand. He says, Ashrei Misha, Balakam, what's Talmud, Obiyado mean? Talmudo is your learning, is what you've accomplished. If it's Biyado, it's in your hands, it means I'm not hiding it away. I'm not embarrassed by it. It's Biyado. I'm holding on to it, showing this is what I've done. Mamaisa, in the end of days, if we really are true to ourselves, we could have done so much more, and so many people. And if it's about the actual accomplishment, we could be very embarrassed. But if it's not about the accomplishments, v'nasaritzono, v'talmud biyadam, I'm not embarrassed. V'lo nevosh v'lo nikolim. It's biyadam, I'm holding it out. Rabbeinu Shalom, I tried my best. I did my best. I gave you my heart. What a big chizik. What a beautiful, beautiful message. We'll get it. I know we didn't answer our questions yet. We'll get there. How this medrash and how this idea. But first is, you saw this. And as you saw this, is everything we've gone through over the last few months. Something we spoke about the first time we learned Torah together when this machla began. Was adapting and understanding that it's all about Ratzon Hashem. It's all about Ratzon Hashem. And Ratzon Hashem is to daven b'yichidus. Ratzon Hashem is to learn by yourself. That's exactly what we're saying now. I mean, it's not about I have to daven the minyan three times a day. If the Rebbe wants me to, and he gives me that potential, so that's what I should be doing. But if not, Nasa Ritzono. It's about Nasa Ritzono. That's all that it's about. It's not the overall ultimate accomplishment in that. It's not what I've actually done, because that's all up to the Rebbe Shalom in that. Rabbeinu Shalom puts us in situations, and we just have to do the best we can with it, right? It's the famous story, we said it over, and you've heard it probably in 100 different shiurim over this time, but I think it's important to repeat now at the end as well. You know, the Heiliga, we're going to say the story quick, because we'll just give the Rashi Prakim the story. If anyone doesn't know the story, then I don't know what you're doing here, but the story with Rav Zusha and his brother in jail. The story with Rav Zusha and Rav Melech in jail. And the story when when the Rebbe was crying and crying, tears streaming down his cheeks, thinking he can't daven because the chvesnish, the toilet was in the room over there. And his holy brother told him, let's tanz, because the avodah Hashem wants us is to not daven now. That's what Hashem wants. That's ratzon Hashem. So I didn't accomplish, and they start tanzing, and we all know, then they took out the toilet because they didn't want them to be happy, and they were able to daven. But lemaisa, I said it very quick. If you never heard the story, you don't know what I was talking about. But I know everybody, I hope everyone heard the story already. Lemaisa. And that void, the story of that story is whatever Hashem, whatever predicament Hashem puts you in is for me just to do Ratzon Hashem. And I could accomplish just as much by not davening, by davening. Imagine? Because it's not about the end result. Hashem doesn't need any of that. It's about doing Ratzon Hashem. And by the way, now Ratzon Hashem is to go back to Shul and to daven b'tzibur like we're supposed to, and daven b'kavana in that way, and not to stay away. And you have the now you have the possibility. But I started this minyan on my block, and I like it. It's convenient. I go next door, and the times are easy. And the lemaisa, you know, but the shuls are open. Oh, now all the shuls are open. There's no more machloikas in this minyan. I don't know, Tinek, I don't get, but we're not near Tinek. I'm talking about Shua, that's why you come here for Shir. Baruch Hashem. But anyways, Lamaisa here, I'm just talking here. In our community, every single shul is open. Everyone, yes. Every single shul is open. Everyone. Mm-hmm. So we got, you know, I had a few people call me this week. A few people call me this week. Rebbe, I have this other minion, and Lemaisa, I've been davening very well there. The Rebbeinu Shlom threw us out of his Bate Midrashas, or Bate Knesses. For whatever reason, we did our Avoida. Now he opens it back up, and we're not going to go back in. Seriously? Forget about all the halachas of Kedushas, Beis Knesses, and Beis Medrash, and we're supposed to be there. That we don't go back in? Hashem's welcome is back in, and we don't go back in? You think that's Ratzon? That's what Hashem wants now? Because it's all about Ratzon Hashem. It's not about your tefillah. It's not about your tefillah. It's about Ratzon Hashem. Of course, the more we daven kavana, we're showing that we have more Ratzon Hashem. We have to try our best. But that's the only avodah. So now the Sfas Emes gives pshat. Give pshat in how do we see this in the Pesukim? How's this Medrash explained in the Pesukim? So Lemaisa, could be fireworks, could be riots, it doesn't matter, we're going to learn, it doesn't matter. Lemaisa, so Hasemes quotes another medrash, it says, Elmul Pnei HaMenorah, what's Pnei HaMenorah, it's the face of the menorah. He says that Aaron HaKoyen, when he lit the menorah, Pnei HaMenorah, was a reference that he saw the menorah of Malchus Shemayim. The Eibishter also has a menorah. It's a menorah of Malchus Shemayim. What's the menorah of Malchus Shemayim? So I said, the menorah of Malchus Shemayim is the Kli Melech. Imagine the Eibishter's menorah, our menorah, whatever we have, it pales in comparison to his menorah. It's the Kli Melech. Our menorah is the Kli Hedyot. When Aaron was going to be Mekayim, the mitzvah menorah, he saw the Kli Melech. He saw this elaborate, incredible menorah of the Eibishter. And he could have thought to himself at that moment. He could have thought to himself at that moment. What is my avoda? Anything to Hashem? Look at the menorah Hashem has. Look at the menorah Hashem has. Now Aaron, el mul pnei menorah. Even when he saw menul pnei menorah, ya'iru shivas aneros. He lit all the menorah, all the neros. He did his avoda. All of his avoda, all seven representing all of this world and all that we're supposed to be doing. That's our avoda. That's our avoda. Don't compare. Don't worry about the Kli Melech. Don't worry what the Rebbe Eibishter has. Our avoda is to do Ratzon Hashem. Velo Shina. V'yas Kein Aaron Velo Shina. He didn't change what he was about to do because he saw the Kli Melech thinking it's worthless. L'hagid shvach lo shina is to realize don't get down on our avoda thinking what we do is not meaningful to Hashem. Just do Ratzon Hashem. That's the avoda of each and every one of us. This Torah also explains another very famous Rashi. There's two very famous Rashis. One is, the bigger one is what I just said, Lagishvach Shulashina, but there's also earlier this Rashi, which also is hard to understand, talking about the Adlaka, that says, what does it mean by Aloyzcha Achite Shal Heves Oila Mehaleha? That the lighting of the menorah had to be, he had to light until the fire went up by itself, till the flame went up by itself. Shkoyach Rashi, you have to tell me what it is to light a candle? Right, think about it. Anytime you light a candle, you have to light the candle until the flame is shining by itself. You're not going to hold your hand there for the rest of your life, Mamish, right? It's Adsha Shal Heves. Like, Rashi needs to tell me that. Obviously, he's teaching in Lashon about Loischa, what it means, but that's Pasha. Why do I need the Pasuk to teach me that? That's Pasha, that's what Adlaka is. I'm just listening to this Torah I saw that Rav Shua brought from various Svarim. In the Gemara in Yuma says, a Zar, a non-Kohen, is Kasher Badlaka. A non-Kohen could light the menorah. The Kohen had to do that vote of cleaning out and preparing, but a non-Kohen could light the menorah. So Svarim explain, one of the reasons is because the Shalheves is Oyla Me'aleah, because the flame really goes up by itself. In other words, if the flame goes up by itself, it's like you don't need to be doing it. It's happening by itself, so who cares who does it? Problem is as follows. Chavri, you ready? We'll get a little lumdish tonight. Mm-hmm. But Mamish, I never saw this terrace before. Chavri learned Baba Kama.
Mm-hmm.
So Chavri, if you learn Baba Kama, I assumed everybody learned Baba Kama, but Lameisa, everybody knows the sugya of Isha Mishum Chetzio. Right? Everybody knows. So everybody knows we hold like Rabbi Yochanan, Isha Mishum Chetzio. That Eish, fire, is Midin Chetz, is like an arrow. Meaning what? So Eish, if a fire goes in Mazik and damages, so you go back, just like an arrow, it all the force of the arrow comes from the one who shot the arrow. So do we look at a fire in the same way, and therefore you're responsible for the fire. We bring it back to you. That's what Isha Mishum Chetzio means, right? Right, those who didn't learn Baba Kama, you hear what I'm saying, right? When you have a fire, you could think maybe the fire is damaging by itself. No, Isha Mishum Chetzio means we bring it back. You we want to ignite the fire. It all stems back to you. When you damage, you're responsible for it. Just like an arrow, even though it hits the kli, it hits and damages 100 feet away from you, you're the one who shot it, you're responsible. So too, you're the one who started the fire, you're responsible. It's all brought back to you. So the Beis Oitzer, Shor brings down from the Beis Oitzer, asks the following question. How are you going to say that the fire is oil me'aleh, even a Zohar could light it? Listen to this, Chevra. Right? If Isha Mishum Chetzio, Isha Mishum Chetzio means the fire is brought back to the one who ignited it. So whoever ignited it is responsible. It's not oil me'aleh anymore. You can't say that. How could a non-Kohen light the menorah? So listen to this teretz. He brings down a teretz from a sefer Michtavei Torah. I don't know what this is, but I'm trusting Rav Shor. I'll trust Rav Shor. I'll go with that. Okay? So Rav Shor says, listen to this. When we paskin Isha Mishum Chet, it's a big Torah, because this answers another famous that everybody gives shiurim on by Isha Mishum Chetzio. But hold on for a second, Chavri, you're following? When we paskin Isha Mishum Chetzio, that's in terms of Hezek. When there's something being damaged, we say the damage is being brought back by the responsibility of the one who started the fire. Just like an arrow. Isha Mishum Chetzio. But when you have a light that's there to give or to give light, we no longer say Isha Mishum Chetzio. We don't bring that back to the person. That's a light that's just shining by itself. That's not a damaging... Eish is fire. Or is light. Isha Mishum Chetzio. Or is Oyla Me'aleh. By the way, this answers the very famous question over there that everyone darshans, right? Everybody hears Shir Kali on, if you say Isha Mishum Chetzio, what's the famous Shir Kali? What's the famous Shaila? Thank you, Shua, right? Shabbos candles. If Isha Mishum Chetzio, so the problem is Shabbos candles is constantly brought back to you. It's like you're doing a malacha on Shabbos. It's a problem. According to this Teretz, you answer that all Shaila. Because Isha Mishum Chetzio is only when it's a damaging fire, but when it's an or, it's a light just to give light, we don't say Isha Mishum Chetzio. Beautiful Teretz. I can't believe I never heard it before. I think it's beautiful. I wish I saw this before I met with Rav Shachter the other night. Speak it over with him. Because I remember hearing Torah from him, Mishim Shemchatzio, years ago. Anyways, Lamaisa. So what does that tell us? What are we trying to get to? Through this, we now understand, Shalheves Oy Lame'alel, this or, this light, when you have an or, that or, not an ish, not a damaging fire, but an or, is disconnected from whoever started, whoever, that's what we learned from all of this Torah. Ki ner mitzvah v'torah or. Our problem in life is we think we have this strong connection to our Torah, to our Ma'asim Tovim, to our mitzvahs, and therefore, I'm embarrassed sometimes by what I've accomplished. There's a disconnect. Our job is just do and show ratzon. The actual outcome is no longer connected. That's all just up to the Rabbi Nishalom. That's an or by itself. Don't worry about that. It's like we see by the menorah itself, by the entire menorah, the creation of the menorah. What happened to the creation of the menorah? The Medrash says, Moshe Rabbeinu, he didn't know how to make the menorah, didn't know what to do. Hashem shows it to him, and then he just tells him, throw the piece of gold into the fire. And Hashem created it. And it came out the menorah. Moshe had to do his part. Hashem did the rest. Meaning, did Moshe really produce that menorah? Hashem produced the menorah. Hashem does, but Moshe had to throw it in. Moshe had to do his part. He had to do Ratzon Hashem. That's our avodah. That's our avodah, each and every one of us. It's the famous Torah we know in the Gemara, in Megillah. The Gemara Megillah says, Yagati umatzasi tamen. Very famous Torah. I'm sure some of you have heard this before. Yagati umatzasi tamen means when it comes to Torah, when it comes to mitzvahs, Yagati, you have to put an effort. If you put an effort, umatzasi, and you find success, you're believable. That's the only way you're going to gain is through effort. So effort, the whole Welt asks, it should be Yagati, v'itzlachti, I was successful, v'hervachti, mitzasi, what's mitzasi? Milasha mitzia. Mitzia is something you find without effort. I just happened to find it. I was walking in the street, I find a mitzia. Why is that through my Yagati? Aber Teretz says, our avoid is Yagati. Put in effort, daven, learn. Whatever we ultimately produce is just a mitzvah. It's just a present from Hashem. So don't judge yourself based on that in any way. Just put an effort and show Hashem you're doing His ratzon, you're doing His will. That's the avodah. And we have to understand that will is the most precious thing. We have to appreciate and know how precious it is. You know, there's a very famous, it's brought down in Nagash HaShirim B'Metzia, that there was a case, I don't remember exact details, the details are, but basically someone bought, I think it was, if I'm not mistaken, he bought like a big jar of tar from another person. I think it was a yid buying from an umas olam, and then he sold it to another yid before he opened it. And the other yid opened it and found inside, instead it was like a little layer of tar, and underneath it was full of silver. And they went to Rabbi Eliezer Mimintz to ask him, what's the halacha? Who should it be? Because this guy, this yid, sold it to this other yid, thinking it's tar for a very little price. It was really silver. It was all toast. It was all by mistake. So who deserves it? So Lezer Mimintz Paskin, then Rabbeinu Tam agreed that what? Since the first owner, the first baal, the first guy who bought it, didn't know there was silver there. If he didn't know what it was worth, it was as if he never owned it. He never owned it. He didn't know its value, he didn't own it. And it goes to the last guy who bought it. The Heilige Meshulach, the Ishbitzer, explains that so too when it comes to Torah mitzvahs. Our avodah is to understand the value of Torah mitzvahs, how chash of Torah mitzvahs is. Because otherwise it's meaningless to us. And if you don't understand the value of it, of course I'm not going to do it. The value within it is that it's Ratzon Hashem. The value within it is that I'm doing what Hashem wants. It's not, don't get confused and don't get misguided and think it's about the end result which I don't accomplish close to what I should be doing. Just do Ratzon Hashem. And Ratzon Hashem for a couple months was one way, and now Ratzon Hashem is changing. Now it's to be back together, and to learn Torah together, and to daven together. But our avodah is just do do Ratzon Hashem and host the Ribbono Shel Olam in the proper way. That's all our Ratzon. That's all that we're supposed to be doing. That's all that Hashem's Ratzon is. Because Baruch Hu brought me Matana. It has all started from this Medrash where the Ribbono Shel Olam says, Etzlecha ani soed. I want to come eat by you. I want you to host me. If you take the gematch of Etzlecha ani soed, and since this was based on a Torah from Rav Shor, we could be a little Rav Shor-esque in gematria. And so you have to add up not only the three, you have to add up Etzlecha ani soed with all the letters and with the koilel for each word. So those, we know that's how Rav Shor works. So it's gematria 356, exactly gematria Ritzoini, my will. Etzlecha ani soed. I want you to host me. I just want you to do my will. That's all I'm looking for. That's all the Eibishter wants. That's all he wants from each and every one of us. Chevra, it's the biggest chus. It's the biggest chus to be back together. It's the biggest chus to be learning together. It's the biggest chus that we're davening with others again in a beautiful way. But in whatever we do, don't get down and don't judge our end result. Have she'ifas to accomplish, because that's Ratzon Hashem. Yes, Ratzon Hashem is to finish us and to learn as much as we can and daven as best as we can. But the avoid is because it's Ratzon Hashem. And the Ratzon Hashem is with my heart. The Ratzon Hashem is with amelus. Just as important as whatever we're doing is with passion and with heart and with amelus. We show the Eibishter that we're doing his Ratzon. And the Ribbono Shel Olam wants to eat by us. And then the Ribbono Shel Olam will bring his Shechina back by all of us with the Bias Mashiach, with the Gula Shleima, b'mheira b'yameinu.
Amen.